pitch and catch, right?
Yeah. I tell you, I've never played in conditions like that. I mean, that was about as tough of conditions to throw the ball in as I've ever been in. And I've had some rough days in Giant Stadium, you know, with wind blowing in, but that was bordering on being impossible to really throw where you wanted to throw it.
Much of the playbook did you have to condense and just kind of take out, depending on where you were on the field and which direction you were going?
You know, I didn't feel like Daniel was holding anything back. I felt like everything was still in play. All of our passes were still in play. And, you know, we call a lot of things from all over the playbook and all over the game plan. You know, it's one of those things you just got to deal with it. And we were able to make some plays.
What did you change from the first quarter to the second? You guys didn't have any points in the first, but then got some touchdowns in the second.
I thought they came out playing real hard, you know, and they were doing a good job against our run. And, you know, they were making some plays on third down and doing some good things. And, you know, that's how the NFL is. You just got to keep chipping away and keep calling the things you believe in and you want to have as part of the game plan. And started making some plays, and obviously Chris breaking that long run was huge, and being able to get in the end zone was certainly a big difference maker.
When you got a line like that and a couple of backs like that, you're thinking eventually one's going to break. We keep at this, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean I think that's the way it is when you run the ball in this league, and you might have a couple runs where you don't gain anything, or you lose a yard, or you get two or three, and all of a sudden you bust one. And certainly with Chris, we have that kind of potential to bust a long run, and he showed what he can do. I mean, that was a huge play. I mean, it's a tight ball game, and you know, we're going into halftime, and to be able to get a big play like that and then cap it off with a score was a big turning point in the game.
You're going forward knowing you're going to be the quarterback for a while. How much easier does that make things on you, you know, as far as preparation week in and week out, and happy about the chance of leading this team for a while?
Yeah, knowing that I'm going to be in there for a little while is something that's definitely going to help my preparation and my mindset going into games. And I just want to continue to have good weeks of practice and good days of practice and take the focus on what we're trying to do on Sunday. And I think today was a good start. You know, by no means was it a perfect game, but I thought we made some plays and felt like I made good decisions for the most part.
How satisfying was it with all the stuff that's been swirling around the team this week? You come out, have this kind of performance, lead the team,
and win. Well, I think at the end of the day, I mean, I think you just want guys to believe that you can go out there and they can win with you. And there's a lot of stuff went on early in the week and throughout the week. And but as an NFL team, you've got to be able to put things behind you and focus on what you need to do. And I thought our guys did that really well this week. It's every reason when there's things going on, but you know, you just gotta get lost in the game plan and focus in on what's gonna happen on Sunday and try and get prepared as you can.
How about for you personally?
For me personally, I was excited to play. Given the choice, I'd rather be out there playing, and I was fired up for the game and wanted to go out and play well, and felt like I had a good week of practice and like I said, for the most part, played okay today.
Sorry if you addressed this earlier, but we've been playing some winning games in the Meadowlands. Mm-hmm. At this rate, as far as all time,
I've never played a game like this before. I mean, I've played in plenty of winning games in New York and even Oakland. We had some games out there that was windy, but nothing like what I experienced today. And it just wreaked havoc on anything you were trying to do in the kicking game or the passing game. It really had to be on point. You know, I've been fairly confident at being able to throw in the wind over my career, and certainly if you want to play in New York, you got to be able to do that. So, you know, I just tried to put him in good spots and drive the ball through the wind and make the plays that were there.
You looking forward to maybe a normal game? I mean, when you came in to play for this team last year, playing the wild game down in Houston. Mm-hmm. Now this game, how much are you looking forward to just having a routine Sunday?
I don't know if any game is ever routine with the Texans. You know, it seems like there's always a lot of things that go on during the game, and it's a big game for us. I mean, you know, we've got kind of off to a good start. We've got a division opponent coming in, and they've had a week off, and they're going to be well rested. And So we got to refocus. I mean, both teams know each other well, and we've got to be able to just look and see if they're doing anything different this year, and focus in and try and get another win.
The sledding was today to get a defensive touchdown. What does it do on the sidelines? How does it help you guys with the
It was a huge play. Keith got those long arms out there and did it, a huge play. I mean, obviously, it's a 17-7 ball game and we're on the road, and to get a play like that, I mean, those end up being game changing plays for you. So hats off to the defense. I thought they played really well. They came out and against a good offensive unit and played a heck of a game.
In somewhat normal conditions, that deep pass where McCarron was loose on the sideline there early in the game, is that a touchdown, you think?
Yeah, there's a couple, with a little bit less wind, it's a little bit easier to put it on a guy, but I mean, that's part of it. For the most part, though, I mean, as windy as it was, I mean, I felt like I was still able to make the throws. And to be able to do that, I've got to have time. I mean, when I have time and I can drive the ball, I mean, step into the ball, I mean, it makes all the difference in the world on a day like today.
Thanks. Appreciate it.